Okay, the Paradise Town Board will come to order today, May 31st, 2022, and if you'd all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Just before we get started, I'd like to point out on your agenda some items that are rather important. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. So at this time, if you would turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices that might interrupt the meeting, and if you would take any private conversations you feel you need to have out through those doors right there or into the lobby behind you. It gets very difficult to hear up here if everybody is talking in the background. The other two items, I'll leave that for you to all take a look at. Let the record reflect that all of the board members are current. And can we have staff introductions?
Mona Fagan, current planning.
Mark Lassus, Clark County Commissioner Jim Dizon.
Abel Zahn, Clark County Commissioner Jim Dizon.
All right, thank you. And the public comment, this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please, when you come up, use the microphone that's on the table up here. And clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. The meeting is recorded, so it's really important that the secretary understands your last name and gets the spelling right. Do we have an approval of the minutes for the April 26th meeting?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion for approval of the minutes with no changes.
We have a motion to approve the minutes from April 26th. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for tonight, May 31st, 2022.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for this evening, May 31st, 2022, with the following change. There will be a hold on item number 1, WS220186, Fox Industrial LLC. This item will be held until the June 28th meeting. All other agenda items will be read as submitted.
So we have a motion to approve the agenda for this evening with a hold on item number 1 till 6:28 of 22. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. If anyone is here for item number 1, WS220186, Saab Industrial LLC, that will not be heard tonight. Okay, moving on to... As soon as I get together here. Moving on to item number 2, UC220195, Pecos Bill LLC, use permit for a school on 0.2 acres and a CP office and professional zone, generally located on the south side of Warm Springs Road and the west side of Pecos Road within Paradise.
Can we just stand right here? Is that fine?
Sure. We're hoping someone would go first.
We wouldn't push the button up on the microphone so a little light comes on.
All right. Thank you so much, Paradise Town Board, for having us this evening. My name is Christina Threeton, T-H-R-E-E-T-O-N, and this is my husband, Eric Threason. And we are here today to talk to you about our school, the Nevada School of Inquiry. It is a 30-student, nonprofit, private middle school that we are opening this fall.
Yes, so we have a space at 7375 South Pecos, Suite 104. It is a 2,300 square foot space that we would like a special use permit for a secondary educational permit. We have 30 students. We have the two big things that come with when you hear school, one is always noise, one is always traffic. With 30 students, yes. So with 30 students, everything takes place within our four walls. You will not be hearing anything. We don't have an outside space. We're not having any changes to existing structures at all, inside or outside. Then we come to the traffic. We will not have a traffic line like you would think of in a larger school. We are going to instruct our parents to come, find one of 130 highlighted spots that we've pointed out, find a free spot, walk their child to the front door, and then they walk back to their vehicle to leave. So those 30 spots will be taken two times a day for arrival and dismissal.
Is that it? Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Okay, seeing none, I'll close it to public and open it to the board. I just have one concern on the parking. I know that this area is shared parking.
Yes.
So the shared parking being that the other tenants use the parking as well.
Correct.
And I know that your plan is that they will park in these designated areas. So you have 30 students, you have 30 cars. They're going to show up to drop their kids off and to pick their kids up. Notoriously, parents don't do what they're supposed to do around any school when it comes to dropping off or picking up their kids.
We understand that 100%.
So how are you going to deal with that?
Absolutely. So with our model of only 30 students, we have strong community ties with our parents. It's a partnership. We have parent meetings regularly. If we have a student who's not following our traffic protocol, there could be enrollment issues with that student. If a student comes to us, they're all in with all of our policies and procedures, traffic being one of those. They will be signing, yes, beginning of the school year forms. One of them is a parking contract and a good neighbor form, so we can kind of regulate anything like that. If we do notice that somebody is not following those rules, that is, we will talk to them, and their enrollment could be at jeopardy if they're not following that safety protocol. Because it's just as important for us to have those students be walked to that door safely, also, having safe traffic flow inside of the complex.
You would think that at most any school, but
yes. Well, I know, yes. So, Christine and myself, right now, we run schools that have 1,000 cars mm-hmm. coming through, and we have very good track records of mitigating the traffic. So, we are confident that we have the skills necessary to make sure that traffic is handled in an appropriate manner inside of the complex.
So I noticed that the other tenants, I don't see any of them here. So they must have you talked to them?
Yes, we've talked to every single tenant inside of the that one specific plaza to let them know we were coming, to let them know our schedule, showed them our traffic map to make sure everything was okay. Mm-hmm. We've also met with Sierra Vista Ranchos, which is a HOA right across from the plaza, to tell them about. They mentioned that coming in and out of Pecos is a pain point. One thing in the future is that we've actually considered is having all parents come in and off of Pecos instead of Warm Springs, because Warm Springs at intersections gets kind of dicey. So we actually, on our final, we didn't want to change anything because we've already submitted these documents. On our final document to parents, we're going to tell them to come in and out of the plaza at Pecos rather than Warm Springs to alleviate any traffic from them.
And you've had experience with this before, because I think you were at Somerset before.
Yes, so we just finished our school year at Somerset. We,
my grandson just graduated from high school.
Oh, fantastic.
Congratulations.
Yes, Christina was principal of Somerset North Las Vegas for the past 4 years. I myself was vice principal of Somerset Lone Mountain. Our tenure has come to an end, and now we're on to a new journey.
Okay. Is there anyone else on the board have anything?
Mr. Chair, I have one quick question.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not like a pro with the school district requirements or state law requirements, but because there is a school here, is that going to require any kind of school zone on Warm Springs or Pecos?
Because of our school, there's two things that kind of work in our favor. One, it's considered a micro school. It's under 100 students.
Okay.
So the state doesn't really think
that. Care.
Yeah. It's also a private school. If it was a public school, then it would be, we would have to be going through the motions of talking about school zones, things like this, when we're talking about public education. Because it is a private school, there is no requirements for that to be done.
It's just so sad. But okay. Good answer.
And so I would take it that you set this up so that there's appropriate security for the school?
Yes, so with only 30 students, and Christina and myself are the only employees, it's very evident if somebody who's not supposed to be in there should be in there. So.
Yeah, a typical school right now is in a middle school is about 36 to one teacher, and so we'll be 15 to one. The building was already set up as an autism center, and so the way that it's set up, it has the door that locks, and then we have another entrance, and so we're able to kind of have that double barrier coming into the building. And then our first thing, as soon as we get the keys, is install security cameras because all the security on the doors, because we know that is lacking at the moment.
Security camera, security system. We're also looking at tint for the windows, a one-way tint, so you can see out, but people can't necessarily see in because there is a lot of windows.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to ask, was the autism center a school as well?
No, it was a therapy center.
So there would be one or two people?
Correct.
The only reason I ask is I travel up and down Pecos twice a day, and the traffic is really bad at that intersection. If there's any, there's some construction going on for a new home development on Pecos right now. So everyone's going around, coming through Tomiyasu, trying to cut through. So it makes it even worse because there's no center divider in the middle of Warm Springs. So my concern would be if your parents are told about Pecos, they're just going to pull up along the bike lane of Pecos, have their kid jump out and run in. So they're not going to take the time to pull in, park in a parking spot. They're just, and we saw this happen on Mountain Vista. We started with a small school that has since grown, but same thing. They don't want to pull into a queue. They don't want to go park. They just drop them off, you get out, and they'll watch them walk, and then they take off. So that's my concern about Pecos Road. It looks like you have to have Public Works take a look at your plan before you go through. So the only suggestion I would make is if we put some kind of a review when we find out the neighbors aren't happy or it is causing traffic issues, that we have a way to come back. So that would just be my suggestion.
What date are you considering? Do you have a date in mind?
How long is your lease?
5 years.
And we have plans to expand, a five-year plan to expand.
Within that same
space? Not within that, within that space right there, it will only work for our 30 students with the square footage requirement from the state.
Okay.
So once we go bigger, we still want to stay under 100 students, but once we go bigger, we'll be looking for some place that does have an outside facility.
And you have 30 students ready to start?
So we need our special use permit so we can then apply for the Department of Education next month. And then we can finally actually accept enrollments into the
and
school.
Are they like STEM students, regular, what kind of students are you looking for?
We're looking for any 6th through 8th grader that wants something a little bit different. We call it craft education. It's very specialized for instruction with just us as guides and teachers. So,
when does your school year begin?
Our school year begins August 10th.
August 10th.
2 years? Give it time to up and run.
Okay. Do you want to make that motion?
Does anyone else have anything?
My only concern is having a bunch of 6th through 8th graders with no outdoor space. Because high schoolers, they'll sit through class and not miss PE, but that age, they will want to run. And if the only time you let them run is when you let them out the doors to go to their parents, they will sprint.
Right. So to talk about our PE program, we do have a PE credit that we offer, an health credit. Everything revolves around movement, exercises, things like yoga in the morning. We have a very flexible space where we can do that inside our building. We also incorporate with our learning model at least one field trip per month to where we go out and learn things out. Depending on what we're learning in class, we take that and apply it in real life situations. With our model of parents parking, we will not release that student outside of that door unless their parents are standing there to accept that student.
And I just, my viewpoint is exercise like yoga is very different than being outside.
Agreed.
Then, so that's my, again, my concern with daylight. But it's not something we control here.
Yes.
Oh, okay, sorry. I make a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions with the additional condition of a 1 year hearing for public review, or excuse me, a 2 year hearing as public review.
Okay. We have a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions and a review as a public hearing in 2 years. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
And you go to the Board of County Commissioners on June 8th. Okay, item number three, WS220192SN Investment Properties LLC, waiver development standards for a roof sign, design review for signage in conjunction with an existing adult use, Crazy Horse 3, on 4.3 acres in M1 Light Manufacturing AE60 zone. In an adult use overlay district generally located on the south side of Russell Road, 390 feet west of Polaris Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Whitehouse, 820 South Woodlawn Parkway, number 100, representing the item tonight. I come before you tonight seeking your approval or your recommendation on a roof sign. As you'll see in the exhibits, there are some before and after pictures of the property. You'll see the design of the signage. We've designed the sign to look exactly like a parapet structure, and it matches the architecture and finishes of the building currently. The smaller sign inside of that parapet is a simple reverse channel letter sign, which emits a silhouette light, so the lighting is not great, it's not a lot of light. And the design of the parapet, again, is to match the peaks of the roof that already exist. So in essence, you're looking at a sign, however, it is a parapet. And once it's installed, it'll look just like the building, and this sign will look like a simple wall sign, and by code that wall sign is far under the number of allowable square footage. So we appreciate staff's recommendation of approval, and we seek your recommendation as well, and I can field any questions you may have.
Is there anyone here like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if no one has any further comments or questions, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff's conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck. Board of County Commissioners on June 8th.
Yes, sir.
Item number four, ZC220219 Shaw.
Pankaj.
Zone change to reclassify 0.8 acres from an RE Rural Estates Residential Zone to an R1 Single Family Residential Zone. Design review for a single family residential development generally located on the north side of Casey Drive, 155 feet east of Pearl Street within Paradise.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead,
tell us what you'd like to tell us about your project.
Hi, my name is Pankaj Shah. I own the plot and I'd like to build three houses, residential.
Could you spell your name, please?
Pankaj Shah, P-A-N-K-A-J, last name Shah, S-H-A-H.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'd like to build three houses, residential houses, and redevelop the whole plot.
Do you have anything to show us as far as your design?
Is it a...
It is a design review.
Yeah, this will be the elevation of the houses. All three houses are identical. And this will be the left elevation of all the elevation of the houses. And this is the actual floor plan. It's a single story. All three houses will be three single story.
Okay.
Four bedrooms.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, I have a couple of questions.
Yes.
So, my understanding from the write-up is that there is an existing structure or on the lot currently that is going to be demolished?
Yes.
Is that, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so we've got all the permits, and you're going to be working through Public Works to get all of the grading and the design and all of that done, correct?
Right.
Okay. So on the exterior finish of these three houses, tell me what that's going to look like, please.
It's going to be a stucco finish.
Do we have your name and address?
My name is Nazar Karbujan, K-A-R-B-O-U-J-I-A-N. First name, N-I-Z-A-R.
Thank you.
And your address?
2284 Manaskew Lane, Henderson, Nevada, 89044.
Go ahead.
So it's going to be stucco finish.
Okay.
Shingle roofing. It's going to be matching the properties.
Shingle or tile?
Shingle.
So asphaltic?
The
flat?
No, not the flat roof, the little tile ones, the, what do you call those?
The curvature ones,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. Color is going to be what is around the building. It's nothing is going to stand out, no pink, no red, no
white.
Yeah. Whatever is in the neighborhood, we want it to match the neighborhood.
Okay. So not purple.
Not red.
Because there's a couple around.
Yes.
All right.
No, we do not want them to stand up. It's going to be a part of a community, so we want it to blend in and mesh with it.
Makes sense. All right, thank you.
So the windows on this thing, these homes, is there any kind of fenestration or anything on the outside, or flat, or the window, or...
The windows?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean?
What does the windows look like around the window?
It's going to be, there is no sill. That's what you mean?
Uh-huh.
There is something sticking
it's just
out?
It's flat.
So. Yeah. It's going to be like...
Yeah.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to compliment you on your great use of space on that parcel, because when I first looked at the parcel, I was like, how is he going to get three houses on here? Mm-hmm. And I think it's very well done. It reminds me of California when they had to find a way to find more homes to get onto a single piece of land. And I really admire using the length and still having plenty of bedrooms and space.
Yeah, that was our idea, that we want to make something very nice and still a lot of space still available.
Still have a lot of space, so
yeah,
they don't
the
feel
back.
Like they're squeezed in. So I think it looks very nice.
On the landscaping.
Front or back?
In the front, along the street. What's that going to look like?
It's going to be desert landscaping. I mean, right here is the garage. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Here is... What did I say? across.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be desert landscape here. This is going to be, depending on the buyers, they might tend to put a gate here, so it will be closed off. So it's simple landscaping with rocks and one or two trees, depending on the area that it allows.
So it says here that typical landscaping in the front and rear yards will be installed by the homeowner.
The rear, yes, the front.
It says front and rear.
The front is to be done by the land, the homeowner.
The homeowner?
Yeah, because we are going to give them option of deciding what they want to put. Because like my house, which I got from here, from the builder, they have put a tree which is completely, really, really bad tree. And it gives so much trouble to us to clean it. So we don't want to do that. We want to give the option to the owner to decide
to
how
they mess
want.
It up.
So, okay, so you're going to sell the homes with no landscaping.
Yes.
We're going to assume that the homeowners are going to put landscaping in there, which they may not, and it could be dog patch for all we know.
Well, we are going to give them that they will have to put a landscaping in the front, what of their choice.
Okay, so they're going to make that choice and you're going to put that in the front?
Yes, when they decide.
I don't have a problem with that, but the way this is written up is saying it's just basically left to the homeowner. So we could start off with nothing unless you're going to do it.
Well, if you put a condition that we have to do it, we will do it. If not, then we will tell them to go ahead and do it.
They won't get their CO without landscaping.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Landscaping is a on-site inspection requirement.
Excuse me, I can't.
Landscaping is a requirement for the on-site inspection to get the final.
Okay.
Season set. So they're going to have to show something prior to final inspection.
So there will have to be landscaping there
requirement.
When they get done.
Mm-hmm. As long as they meet the code requirements, we don't require
So to be careful and thorough about all of this, what you probably should consider, I don't want to make a condition here, but what you probably should consider is in your contract for sale,
yeah.
You put that as a clause.
That they, would, that, they, would have
that
to
they
do
will
it.
Do it, but you, or you will do it.
Okay.
Let me rephrase that, all right? That you will do it and they get to choose
what
you
they want.
Put in.
Okay.
All right?
We'll do that.
So. Because
that
if,
be the
if you
in
don't,
the
if you don't do that, you're going to wind up in a real problem. I'll tell you, it will be a governmental permit issue,
right.
And it will drag out the sale and your final occupancy for at least 4 months.
Okay, we'll do that.
So if you want to
make
paid,
it, we'll make it a point.
Yeah.
Thank
like
you.
Said.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, if there's no other questions or comments from the board, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion for approval of this item subject to the staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to the staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
And that goes to the Board of County Commissioners on June 8th. Item number 5, ET22400064, WS180613, Herrera, Alicia, waiver of development standards, second extension of time, to reduce the side setback for a partially constructed room addition in conjunction with existing single-family residence on 0.5 acres in an RE Rural Estates Residential Zone, generally located on the east side of Firethorn Lane and 90 feet north of Buckboard Lane within Paradise. Is the applicant here or their representative? We'll trail that to see if they show up. I'm not surprised. Item number 6, UC220251, Jennifer Park LLC, use permit for major training facility. Volleyball training and practice, waiver development standards to reduce parking in conjunction with an existing office warehouse complex on 4.0 acres, MD Design Manufacturing, AE 60 zone, generally located on the south side of Pamelin Lay Avenue, 600 feet east of Bermuda Road, within Paradise.
Good evening, Jennifer Lazovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant. On this picture shows you the location of the site. It's near Pamelin Lane and Bermuda, which is right over here. And then right on this side, where my finger is pointing, is the 215 Beltway. It is inside an existing warehouse building. It is proposed to be a volleyball training center for youth. And while there is a bit of a waiver associated with the parking, our justification is that a lot of the training sessions occur after work when the kids are out of school. A lot of the employees in the rest of the center are gone, and so therefore there'd be sufficient parking for this kind of use, and staff is recommending approval. Thank you.
Does anyone here like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, there's no comment or questions. I make a motion.
Oh, wait. Somebody wants to speak.
My name is Angela Novak, N-O-V-A-K. I am the tenant in the applicant for this. I own, and it's all volleyball directly across the street, which is in Suite B, as in boy, 530 East Pamelin, Suite B as in boy. We have never had a parking issue because it's exactly what she said. We are always after school and on weekends. We are trying to expand our business as of now. We've been in business for 6 years, and we are expanding across the street to incorporate a little bit bigger, more room for some other people. We're kind of cramped. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of space out there right now, so we're trying to stay within our same landlord, and we have never had one issue of parking to date. And we did this 6 years ago. I stood here and I did this before, and everything went smoothly, and everything's wonderful. I just wanted to say thank you for your time.
Great.
I better not mess that up.
We'll knock on wood.
All right. No. So I think we've got it now.
I actually was going to say, when I went out there, I noticed you were across the street. I figured you were growing, that you were moving to the other side. So I go ahead and make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
Motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
And June 21st, I'm sure you know, for PC.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Item number 7, WS220037, Arlen, Errol, and Hernandez, Carlos, Miguel, holdover waivers of development standards for the following: 1, building separation; 2, setbacks; and 3, hardscape previously not notified in conjunction with a single family residence on 0.2 acres in R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the south side of Hazelcrest Circle, 160 feet west of Hazelcrest Drive, within Paradise.
Hi, I'm Joey DeBlanco, 2251 North Rampart Boulevard, here on behalf of the applicant. We brought this application back in front of you because we negotiated a front yard landscape with the Planning Commission, and that wasn't noticed, so we're bringing it back in front of you. Just to remind you, we're here for three reasons now, but we were here for two reasons before. One is the rear setback right here, 6 where 20 is required, and then the other issue was a 3-foot setback right here where 5-foot is required. I can answer any of your questions.
Is there anyone here in the public like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board. Can I see that? Is that your landscape proposal?
Yes.
There? Thank you. Does anybody have anything they want to bring up?
I'm going to start.
Yeah.
So, this is not acceptable. Putting pots in your front yard doesn't negate the need for landscaping. There's a purpose for landscaping in a neighborhood and not having on concrete. The other issue I have is that you did not just a little work, but a whole lot of work using the excuse of a pandemic. When there were plenty of opportunities to contact staff. I mean, it takes time to build this out. You just didn't add in all these extra rooms and add-ons in a short amount of time. They look like they're very well done, from what I could tell. It wasn't just a haphazard throw up a back room. So to expect 70% reductions, doing all this work without permits, and say, well, the neighbors don't mind. Well, you have to follow codes. It's not up to the, you know, the neighbors don't make the rules. Codes make the rules. So I mean, your explanation to us is here, I'm going to put some pots in the front. That should be good enough. It's not. It's not. You just went too far on this one. So I just don't see how we can just say, oh, it's all okay, and let it fly.
Well, Mr. Chair,
Mr. Clark.
putting me on the spot. Okay, so I can't disagree with Susan. There is a lot of concrete out in the front. I drove around in the neighborhood last week and this week to kind of do some research and looking around. And there's kind of a wide variety of where we are in terms of the landscaping in that in Hazelcrest and the adjoining subdivisions. I'm familiar with it anyway because I grew up near this neighborhood as a kid. The structures are one thing. I mean, if they're done well and they meet code, they're in the back, basically not impacting the neighborhood visually. But that front, it's just a giant driveway. I mean, it's 100% impervious surface.
If I could interrupt, one of the additions is an add-on apartment at the front of the house.
Okay.
So it's not all in the back.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, when I cruised through the cul-de-sac and looked at it, I was looking at the structures, and nothing looked tremendously out of place, structurally. It's just the landscaping. I mean, across the street, we've got basically an unkept yard, big old tree, lots of dirt, right? And so it needs cleanup. But that's the kind of thing, this is the kind of thing, taking this particular action is the kind of thing that doesn't make a neighborhood better, in my particular opinion. It makes it look commercial, to be really honest. It's got a flavor, basically it'll hold a lot of people, it'll hold a lot of cars, which is, I'm guessing, the intent of the concrete. So I can't be in favor of this.
Anybody else have?
I mean, I feel the same. For me, it's neither here nor there about the buildings, because from the picture, it looks like a house. Yeah, doesn't look like it's been built to be a business, but the front driveway looks exactly like all of the businesses up and down Eastern and Pecos, and it looks like it's being prepped to become a business instead of being a home. And the potted plants only worsen that image because they look exactly like what you see out front of businesses. So I can't, in any good faith, justify the front yard. But like I said, the buildings are neither here nor there, really, to me.
Anyone else? If no one has anything else, then I would make a motion to deny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Goes to the Planning Commission on June 21st. Item number 8, WS 220259, Viking Landing 2, Inc. Waiver of development standards to reduce the rear yard setback for a proposed single-family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located east side of West Van Court, south side of Viking Road within Paradise. The applicant here? We'll trail that. Item number 9, WS22.
Excuse me, we're here for that item, so if the person's not here, what happens?
We'll trail it till the end of the meeting, and then...
I'm sorry, sir?
We will trail it until the end of the meeting, and then if they don't show up, we'll probably request it returned to the board. So if you wanted to stay, but it doesn't look like they're going to... Not likely they'll show up, but they could. Item number 9, WS220266, County of Clark Aviation and MCP Cargo LLC lease, waiver development standards for luminary pole height, design review for cargo warehouse tarmac lighting at Harry Reid International Airport on a portion of 9.5 acres in an MD Design Manufacturing AE60 and AE65 zone, generally located on the south side of Allure Drive and the west side of Surrey Street within Paradise. How you doing?
Evening. My name is Tim Grantham, G-R-A-N-T-H-A-M, 222 via Marnell Way, here from Marnell Architecture on behalf of the applicant. Just a big graphic for a small waiver, but just to give you a recap, this was a Marnell Air Cargo Building 3 that was entitled December of 2019. It's near completion. We're getting ready for final inspections on the building. The gray area represents the existing tarmac. The tan area represents the extension of the tarmac. The ground is owned by the Department of Aviation. They're in a ground lease with the applicant for the building. The reason for the lights, these four lights here, zoning requires them to be 25 feet, no more than 25 feet. Per the Department of Aviation foot candle requirements, we had to raise these lights to 30 feet to achieve the foot candles, as well as be able to clear the equipment that's going to be parked and driven through this area. So, request your approval.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board. If no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve, subject staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you for your time.
Good luck. And you know it goes to the PC on June 21st.
Yes. Yep.
Item number 10, AR 400070, UC 180151, Egg Works Holding Company, LLC. Use permits application for review for the following: banquet facility and 2 live entertainment. Design review for exterior modifications to an existing office warehouse building within an existing office warehouse complex on 1.2 acres in M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Cameron Street and Hacienda Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening, Jennifer Lazovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here again on behalf of the applicant. With this exhibit shows where the building is located today. It is on the corner of Cameron and Hacienda in what's colored yellow. This you probably maybe remember me handling this over the years. It is the commercial kitchen for the Egg Works. And they've taken the rest of the building and turned it into a rather cool venue for banquets and private events. They use that commercial kitchen for those events, and they also use that commercial kitchen for the Egg Works restaurants that they have around town. They've had a number of events since it opened. It never had a parking waiver or anything like that. And I mean, I think that, and I could go through it, but they've had 30 or 40 events there in varying ranges and sizes, number of people, birthday parties, private parties, some viewing parties with either the Raiders games or the Golden Knights, and there's never been any concerns with the neighbors. So this is one of our required reviews, so we're back before you again with that, without any concerns from anyone. Staff has removed the requirement for any future reviews, which we're grateful for, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone here like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions and the approval to remove any further hearing.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions and removal of any further public hearings for review. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
June 22nd. CCC. Item number 11, ET 22400063, WS 180789. CAI Las Vegas Hotel Partners LLC waivers development standards, second extension of time for the following: one, increased building height; two, reduced the height setback to an arterial street for a proposed hotel; reduced parking; four, increase the number of tandem spaces; five, alternative parking layout; and six, alternative driveway geometrics and design. Design review for modifications to an approved hotel on 4.8 acres, H1 Limited Resort and Apartment Zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Neveso Drive and Valley View Boulevard within Paradise.
Good evening, Liz Olson, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. This site is just under 5 acres. We're located on Valley View, just south of Flamingo. We're right next to the CLIA project that's going up. Some of you may remember it was previously approved back in 2016 and then came back in 2018 with some revisions. Since 2018, they have been making progress toward construction. They've been working with Nevada Energy and the Water District to relocate water lines and fiber underground. They've submitted for their construction and building permits. They have submitted their first extension of time, which was back in 2020. Unfortunately, with the pandemic, I hate to continue to use that, but it is unfortunately the case here. They've just had some slowdowns. They expect to have their steel for their construction delivered by the end of this year. It was supposed to be delivered in December, but again, it was delayed. So they hope to, they expect to pull building permits by this December, so we are requesting an additional extension of time, understanding that staff will not recommend approval for additional extensions. So we appreciate this last approval recommendation from staff and happy to answer any questions. Okay.
Is there anyone here like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, just one question, Liz. So are you going to be okay with the December 19, 2023?
Yes. Yes.
Because that's what they're looking for, though.
Yes. So we can do just 1 year if need be.
Okay.
That
was,
yeah. All right. That would actually be like a year and a half. Yes.
Yeah, I just don't want you to have to go through the paperwork.
Yes, thank you for checking. Appreciate it.
So if there's no other questions from the board, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And goes to the Board of County Commissioners on June 22nd. Item number 12, ET 22400067. UC 200220 USA Use permit, first extension of time for senior housing. Waivers development standards for the following. One, increased building height. Two, alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for the following. Senior housing facility. And two, alternative parking lot landscaping on 5.0 acres in an R4 multiple family residential high density zone, generally located in the northeast corner of Pebble Road and Jeffrey Street within Paradise. You got the whole evening,
huh? Good evening. Jennifer Lazarevich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. I'm laughing about this board because I asked Liz to bring me an aerial to the town board, and she brought me an aerial on a board. So now you guys have a board, and I appreciate it. I was like, nah, I never said that. Anyway, so this is where it's located. It is on Pebble and Eastern. Ovation is doing an affordable senior housing project here. It is owned by the BLM, and it has been a long time, John would know this, to get that patent deed transferred. I mean, we've got our fingers crossed it'll happen in 2023, but that's literally what we're waiting on. So it's been frustrating, but we need an extension of time because of that.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I'd make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Jennifer, I just have to tell you, I did that one time. I asked for a GIS map for a presentation to wait for it, the Paradise Town Board. And the GIS folks made me a map.
Of the Paradise.
Of the Paradise Community Center. And they put it on a board.
That it's a beautiful board.
It is a beautiful board. And it is waiting for so much more.
I was like, why did you do that?
It looks great.
It does.
It's very centered.
You just need some washi tape.
Exactly.
Okay. Item number 13, UC 220267, Westwind LLC, use permit for temporary construction storage, design review for temporary construction storage yard on 34.6 acres in H1 Limited Resort and Apartment Zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the south side of Wilbur Clark DI East Road within Winchester and Paradise.
Good evening, Jennifer Lazarevich, 1980 Festival Plaza Road. Here today for my last and final item. This is a use permit for a temporary construction staging lot. It's the old Frontier Hotel property. It's on Las Vegas Boulevard and Desert Inn. As you, I'm sure, have seen that the Sphere is being built. They have been using this yard for quite some time. I think the right hand and left hand each thought they got the use permit for the temporary construction lot, and neither had done it. So we're here to fix that and get the use permit. There was, and I believe the secretary read it into the record, but there was a change on the condition. It should be for a year, so June 22nd, 2023, not June 22nd, 2022, which would give me like 2 weeks. I was just at Winchester Town Board earlier as well, and they also recommended approval.
Does anyone in the public like to speak on the item? Seeing none, close it to the public and open it to the board. No?
Mr. Chair, there are so many problems with this. I'm kidding.
I'm going to tell the right hand and the left hand now.
I'm just kidding.
There was no board, therefore
it's wrong. Mr. Chair, if there are no comments or questions from the board, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to staff's preliminary conditions and noting that it is 1 year.
Thank you.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary condition and noting that it is 1 year. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Nice seeing all of you.
Good seeing you.
Item number 14, ZC 220198. Ben, 2002-70 Ventures LLC, zone change to reclassify 1.8 acres from an RE Rural Estates Residential Zone to an MD design manufacturing zone. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, parking lot landscaping; 2, parking; and 3, driveway geometrics. Design review for the following: 1, warehouse development; 2, finished grade, generally located on the east side of McLeod Drive and the south side of Oquendo Road, alignment within Paradise.
Good evening, Chris Richardson, RWA Architects, 4300 East Sunset Road, Suite E3, here on behalf of the applicant, not Jennifer Lazovich, but I'll do my best.
Thank you.
So we've got, before you here, just kind of starting with the zone changes, per the land use plan, we're falling in line with that. The existing zoning on the property is RE, we're starting to change that to MD again, in line with the land use plan. The use, what we're proposing here and what we've got shown, again, just real quick, we're at the southeast corner of Oquendo and McLeod. Over to the east of us is the Del Sol High School property, and we've got some vacant land down to the south, vacant land across the street, will be vacant land across the street to the north. Now, we've got a office warehouse project proposed here. Staff does a decent job writing this one up. I do have one bit of contention that I'll get to. However, parking is largely up front to the west against McLeod. There is some parking at the rear on the east side of the property. Got the great door loading areas on the east side of the building as well. To the north, we've got a decent sized landscape buffer, 20 feet plus. And then to the south, because that is also intended to go business employment, I think is what we're calling it these days, likely industrial use kind of showing up down there. So we've got a minimal buffer there. To touch on the items with the waiver of development standards, we've got a reduction in parking that we're asking for. We're asking for 4 less parking spaces. And at the ratios that are required for office warehouse, that would, in order to, as staff sort of recommends, is that we could shrink the building down. That would be about a 2,700 square foot reduction to the building. That equates to about a 12 foot sliver across the back, or about a 20 foot sliver in the north-south direction. All of which, equates to more asphalt, which defeats the purpose of sort of some of the other points that they're making there. We're also asking for a reduction in landscape, and that reduction, even though the staff, here comes my point of contention, Lorna, is, up front, they're saying that I'm missing a landscape finger against McLeod. I spoke with the principal planner, and where we've got 8 foot or greater landscape, in which we do, the detached sidewalk qualifies as a 15 foot landscape area. We're allowed to stretch that distance out to 1 finger per 12 parking spaces. We've got 10 parking spaces shown here, 6 parking spaces shown there. So they're saying I need another finger there. I disagree. Where I do have a waiver request is here on the east side of the property at those grid doors. We've got, 6, 7 parking spaces shown. In theory, we would have to have a landscape finger there. I'm trying to keep an open circulating area. These docks, the parking spaces are really provided at the convenience of future tenants to be able, we've got doors there, man doors, to be able to conveniently pop in and out. If we didn't have the parking spaces there, we'd be asking for an additional parking reduction, but it would be no different than 90% of the other warehouse projects around the valley in which there's large seas of asphalt. So, staff is saying that we're contributing to the heat island effect, but it's in reality no worse. And by arguably increasing the building, we're getting a white, highly reflective roof, which is better than the black asphalt. So That's kind of my little bit of argument there. And then we've also got a waiver for the driveway geometric. Staff writes that up very well. What it is that we've got a throat depth of 16'6", but we also, around the bend, add an additional 13 feet. So justifiably, we're meeting that intent of the throat depth, in which what we're trying to prevent is cars backing up and being obstructed as they're pulling onto the property. I think that covers all of them. And I've got elevations, I've got landscape plans, anything that you guys would like to see, I've got it. I've got pretty pictures. I've got miniature sized pretty pictures I can pass around. Anything willing to
board?
I have this board. It's not technically a Paradise Town board, but it's a phone board. I would I'd be pleased to answer any questions that you all have.
Does anyone in the public like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
I'll just mention on landscaping, as I mentioned before, that parking lot landscaping is especially in fingers and islands are useless. Plants won't grow in those small areas. And if dying, then you have tripping balls over rocks. We're in a drought. We need to be more conscious of where we require landscaping to have watering going on, and in the middle of a parking lot with two trees essentially in the back is not worth holding up a application like this. As far as the grade and whatnot, I'll defer to John because he's most familiar with those things.
I forgot to touch on that.
I'll just comment that I don't have a problem with desert landscaping and the little fingers. I see landscaping growing all over the place in Las Vegas. Doesn't take that much water. From what I'm seeing in your picture right there, if that's representative of what you're going to do.
I can show a landscape plan as well.
Okay.
Is interested in the audience specifically. So we've got the required 20-foot spacing against the school property. We've got the required landscaping up here. We've got staggered trees all along McLeod with the detached sidewalk. We've got the parking lot landscape there. We've got parking lot landscape there. We've got parking lot landscaping there. It's really just this area.
So the perimeters are pretty well covered.
Very well.
Yeah. That's better than just rock and pavement. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, let's say it'll prove to be a handsome industrial development, I will say that.
I'm just going to say, in defense of our planning staff, being the whole point of having plans and regulations is to be better than the previous construction sites, so not being worse is not the goal. So we want to be better and less heat sinky than going, well, I'm not worse than what we have. So while I understand your point, that's not the goal we have. We want to make that pretty, and we don't want to fry the little high schoolers who are next to it.
Understood. Yeah. Yeah, we've got lots of trees up against the high school. All of that.
Mr. Chair, I'm really glad you showed us this, because the paperwork doesn't really cut it, you know, in terms of proposing your application and being able to actually see it with your colored photos and things like your sketches actually makes a difference. And from what I can tell, it looks like the landscaping is adequate for the use and to protect traffic, if you want to call it that.
I don't care what
you want. Yeah, I know. But to screen the traffic, et cetera, and the high school. So I don't have a particular problem with it.
Everyone make a motion with that?
Well, with that, Mr. Chair, I'll go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
That's
the approved condition.
The
if approved
condition. Thank you.
Okay, before we move on, then, we have item number 5, and I believe it was number 8. They do not appear to be here. I make a motion on item number item number 5, which was ET 22400064 WS180613 Herrera Alicia, and item number 8 WS220259 Viking Land 2 Inc. Waiver of Development Standards. I'd make a motion to their no show return to the board.
Okay. The next meeting, which is June 14th.
Next meeting?
Yeah. June 14th.
June 14th.
Same time.
Yeah, same place, same
and
station.
If they don't show, then what happens?
We could make another motion to have them come back. It's going to kind of delay them. So it would be to their benefit to show up.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry they didn't show up.
That's all right.
So let's take a vote on
that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Got distracted. Do we have any general business? Oh, Block is even
no.
up. Block has left the room even.
She's done.
She's done. Okay. Number 8, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's microphone. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. And there's no one here. Okay. The next meeting is June 14th, 2022. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Please.